This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Now, Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
Well, hi. Welcome to your Tea Tuesday show, everybody.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
It's colder than a Dickens outside, and that makes me really nervous to say on the radio. I don't think it's inappropriate, but it might be.
Like Charles Dickens.
Charles is colder than Charles Dickens.
I still don't get it.
We looked this up, I feel like, one time, because I said that one time. I feel like we had to...
What is it? Where does it originate? It's like, what in the Dickens?
Yeah, but like colder than the Dickens, I think also... throw a quick Google on that while we do this.
I also have a side thing that happened yesterday, and I feel like this is the only time we can talk about it.
Well, we have to do Tea Tuesdays.
I know, but I'm just letting you guys know.
Okay.
Would you like a moment?
Yeah. Does anyone take expired Advil? And is that a normal thing?
Yeah, it's fine.
Do you actually?
Good. Yeah, but they have to put an expiration date on it.
No, but how long? Because yesterday...
I think you have it over an extra year.
What?
Yeah.
Yesterday, I was looking for Advil. Remember when I asked you for Advil? Well, I went into the medicine cabinet. That expired 2 years ago. Oh, the ibuprofen expired 2023.
I think you die after two years.
So then someone else in the sales pit goes, I have some Advil. Take some of this. It expired 6 months ago. And I was like, I'm not taking this. And he goes, so-and-so just took it yesterday. And then someone else comes up and she was like, I just took some. I swear to you, and I'm not exaggerating. Literally, both of them go, listen, we'll take it with you at the same time. It's safe. And everyone has Advil in their hands and they're surrounding me and they're like, let's just take it. And then someone else comes up and they were like, don't do it. And I was like, I'm not doing this. I'm not. Literally, I felt like peer pressure yesterday in the sales pit. Everyone put Advil in their hands. Mind you, they didn't have to take it. They were just going to take it to convince me that it was safe to take expired Advil from May of this year. And I was like, you guys, I'm not doing this. I'm literally not going to do this.
The internet says it just loses effectiveness.
More.
Then what would be the point of using it?
Wait, more importantly, why did you feel the need to ask this question? It's 6:04 in the morning.
Because like, this happened to me yesterday, and I've been thinking about it ever since, and I was like, I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about this later on the show, because I don't want to, like, out anyone for being like, why were they trying to peer pressure me? You guys, look at me. This was the visual. All of them put it in their hands, and they're like, we'll take it with you. They were just going to pop it, just to make me feel safe, and I was like, I feel the most unsafe right now. I'm not going to take this,
Jess,
because I felt the peer pressure, and I called my dad, and I was like...
Why did I call my dad?
I called
my
dad.
You're an adult.
No.
Why are you calling your father?
I don't care.
Dad, pick me up. I'm scared.
I called my dad and I was like, Dad, is this normal? Because these people are trying to give me Advil. One, there is a bottle that expired in 2023. And then two, this expired in May. And he was like, don't take that bleep. Don't take that. No, don't take that. Those people are crazy. And I was like, I know. Like, why would they try to give this to me? So if it loses its effectiveness, then are they just popping it for fun?
Yeah, she literally came in hotter than the Dickens right now. Like,
I don't know when else I was going to talk about this, and I don't know if I can. And I don't know if we can talk about this later. So I just wanted to say this
now.
We're
definitely not talking about it again.
I know.
Like, I promise you
that. I felt this was the only safest place.
You're getting one and done today. So.
Oh no.
Would I have taken it? Yes. I don't know.
May of this year?
Yeah, sure would have.
Not me.
I'll do it right now. I'll take it from 10 years.
Does anyone do that? Is that a normal thing to take expired? Yes. Are you taking expired vitamins? Are you taking expired other things?
I wouldn't take prescription medication that was more than a year old. I would take Advil up to 5 years old, no problem.
Okay, that's crazy.
Yeah, 5 years, no problem.
I feel like 6 months is fine. That's
six
just
months
like
is no problem. What are you worried about? 6 months.
Not me. I've never heard that people were doing that. That's why yesterday I was so shocked because I was like, what do you mean you guys are just taking this for fun? Like, this was expired 5 months ago.
Wow, this is a really...
And then he was like, fine, if you just want to be in pain, be in pain. And I was like, don't bully me into taking your expired Advil.
You can lip out of here then, sis.
Like,
it's like,
be in pain then. Sorry.
Well,
I just need to know. Like, I was like, wait, does everyone do this?
Anymore. That's it. I don't know what to tell you guys.
Yeah, we do.
We don't have time for Tea Tuesday. We don't.
Okay, so someone else is saying the meds are just less effective. Nothing. Is everyone else taking that?
You're fine. No one. Everyone's going to do that.
Someone said it's Advil, not cocaine. Well, yeah, I would hope so.
It's not a big deal, dude. And it's not like a chicken breast. Like, you're going to be fine. You're not
going to
be
fine. I'm not doing that. I'm sorry.
You're totally going to be fine.
Couldn't be me.
Now. Three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
A restaurant in Anne Arundel County is among the nation's 100 highest grossing independent eateries. The national publication Restaurant Business ranked the Chop Tank Annapolis number 56 on its list, reportedly pulling in $16.5 million in sales. According to their study, Chop Tank served nearly 223,000 meals. But they're also not the only Maryland restaurant that made the list. Clyde's Tower Oaks Lodge in Rockville came in at number 74.
Number two.
Starbucks fans have a new chance at snagging the wildly popular barista cup that originally cost $29.95.
No,
thanks to the return of the Starbucks for Life Marathon beginning this week. So you can basically play to win on the Starbucks app now through January 4th. This game is going to release 17,000 barista cups. That actually kind of upsets me. So it's like you guys have a ton, but you're just like sitting on them and not putting them in stores.
Go ahead.
Whatever. So they are going to be there as instant win prizes for Starbucks Rewards members, along with like other stuff. Like, you have a chance to win free drinks. I think the grand prize is Starbucks for Life. After the cup sold out in stores, obviously due to shortages, and this is just the giveaway is going to be a chance for you to win these instead of having to go from, you know, store to store to hunt for them or pay who knows what on eBay.
Do you feel like you got suckered now?
I mean, let me reel it in for a second. When I first saw that, I was like, so you're telling me that there's boxes of barista cups like hidden in warehouses somewhere.
Yeah.
But what if they just made more?
They didn't.
They could have.
They didn't.
I don't think they realized.
Not that fast. It's been like 2 weeks.
Y'all, I went to a restaurant in Virginia over Thanksgiving break, and it was like they made their own version of the barista cup, but it was like glass, and they were serving a cocktail in it, and they also like painted the little bow tie. So there, I think other places, and it wasn't like a wackadoodle looking one. Like, so I got that one, so I think I'm fine.
Okay.
Number one.
Sorry. I'll take a picture of it.
You are wild this morning.
My dad got it for me.
Okay.
Leonardo DiCaprio has been named Time's 2025 Entertainer of the Year. The honor follows his acclaimed role in one battle after another. This is now Paul Thomas Anderson's highest grossing film. He's already earned nominations for the film for the Golden Globes and Critic Choice Awards. Time will also be announcing its Person of the Year and other annual honors later this week. This movie, parts of this movie was filmed in Stockton.
Oh, that's where Jess is from.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what year is this?
What do you mean?
I don't feel like I've heard Leonardo DiCaprio's name since Titanic, to be completely honest with you.
I mean, that's actually a crazy thing to say.
I have not. I've not heard
Wolf
his name.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf of Wall Street.
He like finally won an Oscar.
What's the
whole thing?
Quentin Tarantino, something in Hollywood.
To be honest, I mean,
movie was massive.
But let's have a real talk. Like, have you guys heard his name at all this year?
Yeah, with this movie, battle after another.
Okay.
He's been like on a run for a minute.
I have not heard that man's name, not even mentioned once. Unless it had a connection with some 25-year-old, I've not heard that man's name in a couple of years.
That's just
real talk.
Well, no, fair, but in addition to him being like a creepo, he is still working.
Yeah.
And this film is like pretty massive.
I did not know. Had no clue. So, way to go, Leo.
I actually know a friend of a friend who went on a date with him, and he was really weird.
How old was she? 21?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was like my age.
Yeah,
well,
sure.
Younger.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I and I feel bad because if he's still doing great work, I ain't hearing about it. So,
and remember the song that Hillary Duff released, Mature, that it was like, might be about him. So she was actually asked like up front, is this about him? And she was like, I cannot deny nor confirm if it was about Leo. So I think it was about Leo.
Probably.
This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Happy Tea Tuesday.
I want you to guess the disparaging term my mother used to describe me yesterday, Jessica. You've known me for a long time now. Just guess.
Disparaging?
Disparaging. I was offended by this. She's not wrong, unfortunately. But
good for Nancy, to be honest.
Because honestly, my mother doesn't really go in on me hard, but like I was like, Mom, how dare you?
It felt good to get that one.
I'm sure it did. She used the word spoiled.
Oh.
She used the word spoiled.
Thank God.
Because we were talking about how for Christmas, I never know what I want because I literally have like everything. I'm like...
Ew.
Right. We were talking about like, it's really every year comes around and we make family Christmas lists and we never know what we want because like.
And you always cause so much drama with yours. So she's probably tired.
She's like, I'm exhausted by this. I'm exhausted. Yeah. And like,
I have three grandchildren. I don't have time for your craziness.
I'm exhausted by it. You know, this time of year, it's like, we get so caught up in like the hustle and bustle of the holiday season. And like, when my mom said that yesterday, I'm like, hang on. Because I have been caught up in it, man. I've been so caught up in trying to get everything done for like everybody and buy stuff for myself that like I don't realize how lucky that we are to be so busy this time of year.
To have the ability to ask someone, what do you want for the holidays? Or can you get this for me for the holidays?
To even be able to sit down with your family for a meal, to me, has been taken for granted for so many years. Listen, I just expect there to be a meal on Christmas, like, it's just going to be there.
Because you've never been put in a position where it wasn't.
Right?
Right.
I think this year has been one of those really telling years for a lot of people where resources have not been there.
Especially with the government shutdown.
You know? Mm-hmm. So Jess and I decided that this year we want to do something a little different for the holidays because this is a real realization for us that like this is life for a lot of people. That every holidays roll around and like this is just normal holiday season of like, hey, how are we going to pull this off? And maybe it's not even the holidays. Maybe it's just how are we going to pull off Tuesday night dinner some nights, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we have turned to our friends over at Johns Hopkins once again. And we're like, hey, what can we do? How can we help this year? And typically when we go to Hopkins, we're like, we're helping out kids with cancer or whatever. But this year we're going to do something a little different. Jess, what are we doing?
Yeah, we want to pack the pantry for families facing food insecurity. And I think, obviously, you know, you're used to us doing Radiothon and helping the Children's Center. But I think what's really special, and maybe not a lot of people know, that Johns Hopkins has a program that helps families facing food insecurity by offering in-clinic food pantries, meal support, grocery bags through their Hopkins Community Connection. And I think their support helps so many of your neighbors. And so if there's a chance that you can also help us do that this holiday season, we would really appreciate it. And you can text MIX to 34984.
So Stephanie is just one of your neighbors that is a Hopkins patient. Not patient's not the word.
Hopkins family.
Family, if you will. That gets assistance from this. If you're wondering, like, so who are these people? If I were to text, like who am I helping? First off, this is just somebody you could be driving to next to right now. This is somebody you could work with. Somebody you shop next to at the grocery store. You know, somebody that, like, you share a community with. And here's her story. We talked to her yesterday. Listen.
During COVID, I had my daughter at Hopkins. Being a single mom, I couldn't really do a lot on my own, and a lot of resources weren't there, but Hopkins was there. They was more than willing to step up to the plate and clothe my daughter, feed my daughter, feed my family, and I was very thankful for that. It definitely lessens your worries. You definitely have less brain farts when it comes to somebody supporting you with doing things that you should be able to do yourself.
Yeah,
right.
So I was able to handle a lot of things at home, like bills, instead of having to worry about Christmas or putting food on the table and things like that. So yeah, I was able to see clearly.
Yeah. So we're going to put it this way. If you're not worried about putting a meal on the table this holiday season, then like, can you give that meal to somebody that is? And we're turning to our attention to Hopkins families. So just how can we do that?
You can text MIX, M-I-X, to 34984. And I mean, the packing the pantry, it does so much, whether it's from easy to prepare staples, snacks for caregivers, formula. $34 provides two bags of groceries for a family. $100 stocks one inpatient food pantry for 1 week. It helps so many families. And I think what's really special about it when we were talking to Stephanie is when you're in a situation that you don't expect to be in, you're able just to focus on being a mom. And I think the fear of trying to give your kids a holiday. They have a snowflake program where she can take the kids and they can go pick out toys, and they've become really close with everyone at Hopkins and in the clinic and everything like that. So if you are one of the very lucky ones that have never been in this situation, then if you can help your neighbors, you can text MIX, M-I-X, to 34984.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000.
Okay, right now, though, a chance to win $1,000 in free Dash and gas. Caller number 10, good morning. Hi.
Holly.
Holly.
Wait, Holly from yesterday?
Holly.
Yes, I got through again.
Wait,
no way,
2 days Holly. In a row. Holly. What's up?
Oh, my gosh.
How
Holly,
we doing,
you better
Holly?
Get a lottery ticket, because that is crazy lucky, girl.
I know.
Holly. What's up, Holly?
Holly, what is your favorite holiday activity to do?
Well, Holly, you're gonna be sharper than this
put
for the game.
Put the Christmas tree up. Yeah, put the Christmas tree up.
Okay.
Holly's like, I don't have time to answer that question. I'm gonna get focused on the game, y'all. Come on.
Sorry.
I didn't call for the topic.
I'm just putting together a list right now.
All right. Holly, you clearly know how to play this game. 2 days in a row is crazy. It rarely ever happens on this game. So let's see how we do today. Holly clearly knows how to play this game. Jessica, how do we do it? Then we're gonna go for it.
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just gotta say pass, and then we'll come back to them only if there's time at the end. Holly, you ready to play?
Sure, yes.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and gas starts now.
Question number one. In skiing, what is a mogul?
These little hills that you go on with the skis.
Correct. Question number two. Which popular coffee company's logo is a mermaid?
Starbucks.
Correct. Question number three. Which band released the album X and Y in 2005?
Pass.
Question number four. On a standard sailing ship, what is the rearmost sail called?
Pass.
Question number five. Who sang the song Blue Christmas?
Elvis.
Correct. Question number six. What is the name of the longest river in South America? Longest river in South America is what?
Pass.
Question number seven. What 1989 bourbon brand features a deer and antlers on its label? That's 60 seconds right there. 60 seconds.
It's okay, Holly.
It's all right. Shoot is right. Shoot is right today, Holly. Shoot is right. But hey, getting through twice in a row is like lucky in itself.
That's pretty wild. That was kind of crazy. We haven't seen that happen in a long time. We can go back to the ones you passed on, though, okay?
So, okay.
Number three, which band released the album X and Y in 2005? That's Coldplay.
That's Coldplay one, yeah.
Coldplay. Number four, on a standard sailing ship, what is the rearmost sail called? A mizzen?
It's a mizzen, yep. That's okay. Called the mizzen. I would have
never gotten
either.
That one.
There's somebody in Annapolis got that one probably, but not us.
Yeah, right. That's true. Number six. Oh, you got number five. Good job on that one. And then number six, what is the name of the longest river in South America? That is the Amazon River.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say that.
Well, you should have said it. Always trust your gut.
Honestly, just go for it.
Always trust your gut.
I was like, wait a minute, the Amazon.
I know. Yeah. Amazon, I may have said Nile, but yeah, that's the other one.
Yeah, might as well just go for it. And then this last question, what bourbon brand features a deer and the antlers on its label? That is Jim Beam.
Jim Beam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, it's all right. It's all right, Holly. Hey, 2 days in a row. That's crazy.
I know, right?
Hey, just feel good about that. If nothing else, feel good about that. But listen, three out of seven ain't bad. Almost halfway through, it ain't bad at all. Holly, you know how this goes. Tomorrow, hey, you may get through again. We don't know. With this kind of luck, it's crazy anyway.
You never know.
Let's try it again. We'll meet back here same time tomorrow. We'll go through 7 more trivia questions worth $1,000 in free Dash and gas, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Have a good day, Holly, and start your day every day at Dashin with a hearty classic country breakfast stackadilla, or they've got the bold flavor of a Santa Fe stackadilla. Both are made with fresh cracked eggs and can be yours for an everyday low price of just $6.95 only at Dashin.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Is there anyone else facing holiday FOMO, or is that just me?
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
The coldest one we've done so far this year. Well, I don't know that, actually. The coldest one we've done this winter.
You say coldest?
Yeah, coldest. Anyway, so this is Nieces Know Best, starring Jess's niece, Maya. Who is Maya, Jess?
Maya is 10. She's turning 11 in a few days. Oh, my goodness.
Wow, that's crazy.
She turns 11 on Friday. Ew, I'm going to cry. So I'm really close to my family in California, and once a week I chat with her about different things that are going on in my life, just because Maya's awesome and kids are unapologetically themselves. And this week I'm struggling with, like, there's so much holiday funness going on, and I don't know where to put my energy and how to decide what to do.
How do you decide what holiday traditions to do when there are so many festive things to do in the month of December? From tree lightings to Christmas villages to parades, parties, ice skating. But you only have so many days in the month that it honestly feels a little stressful. Like, how do you prioritize?
Well, there are a bunch of mandatory Christmas things that my family has to do. And then, you know, if we have extra time or if we have things that we might want to do as well, then we'll just, you know, sneak them in. You know, like, for example, we have to go outside, get a tree, put it on our car, and decorate it the moment when we get back. We have to take care of the elf on the shelf.
Okay, wait. So you basically make a list of what's mandatory and what's maybe, and that's how you prioritize?
Yes. You know, I think it's just important to, like, take a moment and think, what should I do and what should I save for next year or just another time?
Mm-hmm.
Because, girl, you gotta take care of your mental self. You gotta take care of your Christmas part of you, where, like, you wanna do everything, but at the same time, you gotta take care of your mental self, you know?
Thanks, Mai. Love you.
Yeah, no problem. Love you.
How do you decide what
Like, so she says she's bringing, like your mental... She's not wrong.
She's not wrong. Like, she's not wrong.
You gotta bring your mental health into this.
I think that would be kind of fun for all of us to do, too. Like, what is your mandatory Baltimore holiday list?
Ooh, okay. One thing. Give us, like one thing that you have to do this holiday season. You want to start, Jessica? This is your idea.
Oh, crap. But this is my problem.
You can't throw the topic out.
No, I wanted to throw the topic out so I could hear everyone else's so then I could make a list and then I could pick what I wanted. I'm not going to lie. That was literally selfish of me.
You're farming for our tradition. Exactly.
I am reaching. I'm fishing for
Charlotte,
everyone else's top three so I can make a decision mine.
You get one. What's like if you only got one mandatory must-do Maryland, Baltimore holiday thing, what is it?
Me and the fam get drunk at the Rathskeller German restaurant. We eat schnitzel and then we go pick out a tree at Payne Christmas Tree Farms.
Ooh, okay. Where is that at?
Elk Ridge.
Okay.
So there you go. All right.
What about yours?
You know, honestly, I'm going to tell you, I'm really kind of upset about this. It's a touchy topic for me right now.
Oh.
Because, okay, so Elf.
Well, don't forget your mental, girl.
Thank you. Right. It's really bothering me. So Elf is my favorite Christmas movie, right?
Okay.
I went to the BSO to go see it live in concert over the weekend, right?
Yes.
They're also doing it right now at Toby's Dinner Theater down in Columbia. Here's the problem. Sold out. It's sold out right now. I'm trying to like pull some backdoor connections and no one's, I'm like, I'm
not knocking on the back door.
I'm literally like, I'm the
Can
Crames.
I come in?
I'm the Crames and I can't even get into Toby's Dinner Theater. Like,
don't tell them you're the Crames.
I'm literally,
That's
I'm calling
make
I'm like,
them not wanting to let
I'm
you
the
inside.
Crames. I'm the, like, do you not know who I am? I'm
Ew,
the, I am the
don't
Crames.
Say that.
Don't let him like, in just for that.
Don't say
I
that.
I actually know the Toby. I have a connection.
Get Toby.
And I'm going to tell her not to let you
tell Toby. I like, the Crames
this
needs
this.
This
is the opposite of holiday cheer.
My Christmas
not who
will,
do you think I am, like, or do you know who I am?
It will be
crazy.
Ruined. My holiday will be ruined if I don't get into Toby's Dinner Theater for Elf. Anyway, yes,
that hasn't
yes.
helped me at all whatsoever.
There's only one thing. You can only choose one Baltimore thing. You
haven't
chosen one.
Saying.
No, come on. This is your
no.
topic. You threw the topic out
I
there.
I know, but this was just to help me.
Oh
I don't
my
know.
God. All right. That's
I
it.
Don't know. This is my issue. This is where I'm struggling.
I see.
I need help.
You can't throw the bit out and kill your own bit, by the way.
But I'm helping. I'm asking for help. I'm just asking for help because I don't know.
All right. You text Jess. Maybe you've got something. That
Please.
You just, like, you only get one thing. If you're like, this is my Baltimore must do.
Yes.
410-583-1065. And there goes Niece's Know Best. Do you think we'll get a call today?
Yes.
But why?
Because we always do.
Every year Whatever we do this topic. Every year we do this topic. And every year I hope that we don't get a call. Because I'm like, why? What is wrong with you people? Because I think that there's like literally something wrong with you. There has to be something off in your brain to be doing this. And listen, every year, I feel like if this is you, and it's a very, very small percentage of people in Baltimore that do this. And like less than 1% of people actually are like this insane to actually be doing this activity. You always have a justification that seems right in your head, but like we can never quite comprehend that lifestyle. It's so not most of us, right? Like it's.
I think it's becoming, but think about it this way. It's probably becoming more accepted because about like cold plunges.
Okay.
You know, and like, what is it? When you go into the thing, it's like freeze from Batman and it's all like cold inside.
Like an ice bath?
No. Yes. But also the other one where people like literally go to do that.
Oh, like
it's like not
it's like
hydro.
A cold shower
not
almost.
Crypto. Something else.
Oh,
like a
cryotherapy. Yeah. Okay.
People
fair.
Are doing cryotherapy. People are doing cold plunges in the morning. And at this point, this is just one step away from a cold plunge.
The low is 16 today. The low is, I don't know where you are right now and what the temperature is because obviously we're all in like different spots. It's the low is 16 today. It's officially the coldest day of like this winter season.
It's 17 outside right now.
Right. It, where we are in Mount Washington. We don't know where you are listening, but like it's 16's the low in Maryland today. So every year when it gets really cold, we always ask the question and I'm hoping this is going to be the year we get no calls and we can move on and we can all feel good knowing that like humanity is back to being normal. Is there anybody, even though it's literally the low of 16, is there anybody listening right now wearing shorts?
No, we have to implement the guidelines. This doesn't count if you're going to the gym. I think if you're like, if you have shorts on from the car to the gym or like any sort of like workout situation, that doesn't count. I mean, like you literally have shorts on and like you're out and about for like a couple of errands.
That's your outfit.
Yeah.
That's your outfit.
That's your fit.
Not your, if you're running from the car to the gym, we understand that.
Mm-hmm.
That's.
Because I do that.
yeah, that's fine. You could still throw a pant on over that. Probably be more socially acceptable for your leg.
But out of laziness, I just don't. I just run as fast as I can, right. And I would rather take the pain.
Start cold. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
Get it. If you're running outside.
That doesn't count either.
If it has anything to do with working out, don't call us.
Yes.
We'll cut all those people out just to keep this really interesting.
We're talking about you woke up, you took out your clothes, you laid them out on your bed, you specifically grabbed your shorts and you said, yes.
Honestly, it's so
cold
today.
In 17 degree weather.
It's so cold. I don't think we'll get a call this year.
And I want y'all to know, I'm not judging you. I honestly think I respect you.
We usually do
this. It's a different kind of breed, and I respect you.
We usually do this topic when like it's in the 30s. I don't think we've ever done it when it's in the cold. I don't think we'll get a call this year. I really don't.
Is Jeremy wearing shorts today?
I doubt it. Okay. It's so cold. Okay, let's try it. Every year, literally not 1 year's gone by, we haven't got a call on this topic. It may be the first year because it's now like it's so insanely cold. Is there anybody listening right now that is wearing shorts, even though it's like this ridiculously cold? It can't have anything to do with working out. But other than that, like you are wearing shorts right now. Maybe this is the year that we don't get a call and we can all feel okay about that. All right.
This is Katie on 3 with her daughter in Clarksville.
Katie. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
You have shorts on today?
No. My teenage daughter has shorts on today. I wouldn't wear short. I have 3 pairs of pants on today.
I could be wearing more pants if I tried.
And
okay?
how old is Jayla?
She's 13 and she's in the car. I don't know if she's going to talk, but she told me to call in.
Jayla, it's your Uncle Kramer. Come here. Why did you decide shorts? The low is 16 this morning. Why was shorts your outfit of choice? Just explain it. It's just you and I.
Because I have like a uniform and the leggings don't look good under the skirt. So I just wore shorts.
You know
okay,
what, girl?
Okay.
That's
on.
Real.
Hang
I feel you. As a girl who had to wear uniforms okay. for most of my life, okay. and there's very few freedoms that you have at that point, and as much as it pains me of how cold you're going to be, as a fellow previous uniform girly, I get that.
The fit wasn't right.
I actually
right.
feel that in my soul.
The
because
fit
it's
was
like
not right.
you can only wear 3 things and it's the only you only have 3 chances to actually make a decision. So I feel like if that was her choice, I kind of get it.
So then mom, do you understand that then? Does that make you feel better? If the fit wasn't gonna be right, like she's gotta look right at school, right? Like I mean
No. It is so cold. And on top of that, we just got a puppy and her responsibility is taking the dog out in the morning. The puppy. And she went out with the shorts.
You wow. went out with yeah. on a
She's
walk
brave.
With the dog in the shorts?
Because it's got to yeah. be right. The outfit, listen, yeah. I understand the outfit's got to be right. I don't blame you for that at all.
On a side note, for like all of my fellow uniform girlies as well, on TikTok, they have those like tights that are that look like tights, but they're actually like leggings inside, but it looks like your skin. I just wore them. They're legit.
Okay.
So I suggest that,
there
y'all. So
Jess.
We're not wearing shorts in 17 degree weather.
So. Thank you guys so much. But maybe pants tomorrow. Let's talk to, this is Megan and Charles. Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Charles, you're an adult, so you should know better. Charles has shorts on this morning. Megan, you were the one that called in. Why did you call in, Megan?
He wears shorts almost year-round.
What? In all weather?
Yes.
Oh.
Megan, I asked you the question. I said, why? Why is it that your husband, and you guys are partners, I'm assuming? Husband?
Yeah, he's my husband.
Okay.
Yeah, I was driving. I thought it would be hilarious if we called in.
Well, we'll explain this.
Yeah, why do you have shorts on, sir?
So I thought he had 1 pair of pants, but apparently he has 3. I do have 3 pairs of long pants that I never wear.
Wait, why? Is it just because you want the leggies out and they need to breathe? Like, what is the reasoning here?
My legs always get hot first.
Okay.
I also work as like a delivery person.
But you're not Amazon.
That's kind of fair though because you're constantly moving, so you're kind of on the go. So you're saying if I had pants, I'd be sweating
the
day.
There's a long time where I'm looking for the products that I'm delivering though in the elements. The vans are not heated.
Oh.
The vans are like in the back, but they're not heated.
So you're choosing to be in an ice box because.
Because it's not that cold out. Honestly, it's really not.
Okay.
Like once you get that first wind chill, you're mm-hmm. just like, oh, it's not that bad, you know.
All right.
When
he
is,
likes living on the edge.
Yeah. When is bad, Charles? If 16 is not bad, when is bad?
When do you pull out one of 3 pairs of pants?
Like -10.
Okay.
Okay. It's called mental toughness, people.
Charles is built different than most of us, man. Charles is
and thank and sir, thank you for your service, because I know it's about to be crazy out in these streets for the holidays. So thank
just,
you, man.
And just not only that, please understand, it's not when you get your packages from wherever. Where do you who do you work for? Can you say who you work for or not?
I work for a liquor distribution
company. So even more so, as you guys are enjoying your spirits this holiday season, just know that Charles is out here busting his ass in the cold in shorts.
So you can have your Old Bay vodka.
Right, exactly.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, listen, I messed up. I'm so mad. The truth
and
is
you have no one to blame but yourself.
The truth is I messed up. And I don't think I've ever
you
messed up before.
You did this yourself.
I don't think I've ever messed anything up on the show before, ever. So you
literally
can
mess everything up.
No, I don't.
All the time.
I don't think I've ever made one error on the show ever before, ever.
You're absolutely insane.
I don't think I did. So you guys can mark down this one date of the 9th of December.
You've done so many mistakes.
Never.
Okay. Let me see. Let me get my post-it.
Write it down.
1, 2, 3, 4. I'm adding this as your 5th mistake.
What was my other ones? I've never made a mistake before this.
You make mistakes all the time.
I don't.
And I keep track of them.
Well, good. Because you don't have any other proof. This is the only mistake I've ever made.
Nope. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ooh, I get to cross them out. 5 for the line.
Well, unless you can tell me what they are, then I don't believe you. Anyway, no one else believes you.
These are only the radio mistakes in the last couple of months. But the personal mistakes, that's a longer list,
now that,
my guy.
That might be our list.
It's a long
list. That's like Santa's list. Better check that one twice. Here's the truth. We, like, when callers call in for contest, to save time for everybody, we will record those during the songs, right?
Especially too, like for just in case, you know, what if somebody like cusses or something?
Right.
And they're so
excited. We just have edited it out.
That's
really
probably
quick.
Something like, I would do if I want something.
Exactly. So just a little radio magic. Sometimes the calls are pre-recorded. Sometimes they're live. Sometimes they're not. And just it doesn't matter for you. As long as it's entertaining, it's entertaining. It shouldn't matter. It only happens when calls are really good.
Yeah.
I'll mess up and forget to hit record. Okay.
Yeah, so. You do. To the point where, like, I specifically tried to, like,
to
see.
Sure
I tried to
it's
see,
recording.
But I couldn't, and I wasn't paying attention because I was so
I was so dropped into this moment.
It was so good. So we just had the greatest story ever about the woman that just won the Jonas Brothers tickets. And so I'm going to be honest with you. I had her retell the story. So you're going to hear it pick up here because I literally was like, hey, you got to tell the story again. So it's going to be literally us picking up mid-story.
So sorry you didn't get to actually hear the real thing.
The real thing was much better. But here's where we pick up with her. This is Kirsten winning her Jonas Brothers tickets.
I literally dreamed that.
Wait, that is so crazy.
Yeah, I swear.
Okay, wait, hang on. I got really bad news. Okay. I didn't record any of that. So hang on.
Wait, you did it? You did it? You're so lame,
okay,
bro.
Here's the truth. Here's the truth.
Dude, you know what? You're so lame.
That sucks.
All you do is talk crap on everyone and how we're messing up, and you literally didn't record the best call we've ever had in 2025.
Oh. Okay, so here's the truth. Okay, hang on. Everybody relax. Everybody relax. Everybody relax. So here's the truth. We record these calls as they're coming in. I forgot to hit record. So Kirsten, can you please explain what you just explained one more time to everybody? We're not going to make you react what you just did, but just explain what happened. Explain.
Okay. On Sunday evening, I had a dream that I had kept calling in, and I kept missing it by like a call or 11 or whatever number it was.
Wait, now
like
your phone's breaking up.
Behind it.
Now your phone's breaking up. Take us off speakerphone.
Ah!
We got to get this right.
Okay, no, we got it right the first time. You messed it up. She's doing fine. You need to get it right.
This is all your fault, Kirsten.
This is not her fault.
Kirsten's ruining
the moment. Now you got her switching everything. She's trying to drive.
It's okay.
No, it's
fine. Okay. Look, this made my day. This made the rest of my 2025.
Okay, good.
Oh, my God. Kirsten, I love you.
Okay, wait. So wait. You had a dream that you were calling in about the Jonas Brothers tickets specifically?
Yes.
Okay. And then what happened?
I kept missing it.
Okay.
Or I was too early.
Okay.
And then Jess told me, I will create a code word for you so you know exactly when you need to call.
Wait, she told you that.
This is in her dream.
Wait, hang on. She told you that on the radio or she told you that like on the side?
On the side.
So like she came to your house or what?
Oh, yeah. Or like, were we talking?
No, I was on the phone.
Oh, like I called you in your dream?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Period.
You're telling me Jess rigged the contest for you.
She did not.
In your dream.
No, she just let me know when it'll be a
that
more
sounds like illegal
time.
Contesting, which would put me in big jeopardy.
It
so like I'm just letting
like,
everyone
it
know.
It sounds like we were literally connected. We have some sort of soul connection.
No.
And like I've been talking about
this
the Jonas Brothers.
Illegal.
I've been like manifesting them
I can't participate
and
in this.
Dreaming about the show. Okay. And somehow me and Kirsten
Christmas
are connected.
Correct.
Kirsten, I don't know if I
and
can
this
be a part
is
of this
so
legally.
Meant to be.
And I need to investigate Jessica Dutra's behalf in all of this right now, to be
don't
honest.
Don't try
with
to turn this around just because you made a massive mistake 5 seconds ago, sir.
Yeah, right. Blame us.
Okay.
Yeah, us for your mistake. Classic man.
I can just tell you that I literally pulled off everything to FCC
boo him.
Standards.
Yay, you,
okay?
Kirsten.
Kirsten, all that matters is you won fair and square. I can tell you that. So yes, you will be seeing the Jonas Brothers. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Can you please send me videos if they do sing Christmas songs?
No. Not about you.
Yes, and especially if I get qualified for the front row.
Well, keep dreaming that.
I'm going to pray for you.
Listen to me. Listen close. If you
manifest,
if you dream about sitting in the front row, you need to let us know. That's going to be really wild.
Yeah,
okay?
It sounds like you're literally. Are you that so Raven?
I wish. Oh my God, things would be so different.
Well, congratulations.
Hi, it's Stephanie from Catonsville. Am I a bad mom for refusing to put my kids' Christmas ornaments on my tree?
Aww.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, y'all.
You're the worst mom ever!
You ruined my life.
That's probably not true.
It's the Kramer and Jess Parent Panel on Mix 106.5.
All right, let's get into this. If you've never done a parent panel with us before, Jess, what is this?
Parents reach out and they share a situation in their life when someone has called them a bad mom or a bad dad, and we just take a look at how we even got there in the first place.
Not a fan of the decorations. Stephanie, no?
Oh, no. Christmas to me is like my Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The tree, totally my thing.
Okay.
It's the one time of year my house looks so put together. I'm not like a toy store exploded all over the place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
But then my 7-year-old son, he comes home with these homemade ornaments from school. And
I know he's worked so hard on them. They're adorable, but they, guys, they are rough. I mean, crooked popsicle sticks and little blobs of glue everywhere. It looks like it survived a flood. I mean, these are not something that you want to put on display for everyone to see.
It's not matching the aesthetic.
It's not the vibe. The vibe is off.
But then I had an idea, so I hung them up on the little metal shelves in the laundry room.
In the laundry room?
When you walk
all hidden away?
Separated. I mean, well, I spent a lot of time in that laundry room, but in my head, I just, like, justified, this is where I'll put the kids' crafts. Like, this will be the craft room.
Hidden for no one else to see?
I just didn't want it messing up with my whole fam. I mean, my son actually saw them. He walked in with me when I was doing the towels, and he was like, why are you doing this? And I said, well, I just don't want them to get ruined, and they're much more on display, and they're all separated, and I can see them when I'm folding the laundry and smile, and I don't know. He's a smart kid, though, and I don't want to disappoint him. I'm proud of him. I'm proud of every glob of glue. I just don't want my tree looking like a Goodwill donation pile.
And that would completely ruin you. Like, if you put his one craft on the tree, you're saying, like, there's no way we can make that work.
No. I mean, this is, like, Hallmark
she
movie
said no.
perfection. No. I mean, I'm the one who hosts Christmas Eve. I don't want all the decorations. It's in the photos that people take at my house. And I'm like, I need it to look like it just came out of a catalog. I mean, my husband thinks this is, like, bad mom behavior.
I mean, if you have this really beautiful, like, Christmas aesthetic and, like, your kids bring home some, like, arts and crafts, is it okay to, like, put them somewhere else in the house? Or do you have to display that because you're proud of your kids, you know? This is why the parent panel comes into effect, right? 410-583-1065. Why don't we get some parents on the phone and we'll kind of chat out Stephanie's situation here and have you decide this. I mean, Jess, if your kids bring home some, like, really ugly Christmas decorations, do you have to put them up?
I mean, I think so. I mean, I would hope so. I just feel like, obviously, he knew what you were doing since he was compelled to be like, yo, mom, why is my stuff in the laundry room? Like, I think if anything, because he knows how excited
like,
you are
he knows something's
about
up.
Christmas and he that knows, like you aren't proud of the stuff that he made and you don't want it on the tree. I feel bad. I understand that you put in a lot of work to this and I don't want to take that away from you. But like, I mean, honestly, because of you, that's probably where his love of Christmas comes from. That's probably
true.
Why he was so excited
so
to create
yeah.
like a decoration and was probably expecting you to be so excited and happy about it. So I would put them up. Because how long are they actually going to want to like make stuff for you and put it on the tree?
That's true. There is that part.
He's
going
to be 17 and like you're going to be begging him to come home for the holidays because he'd want to go to a rave in Philly. You know what I'm saying? Like it would be nice to put him up.
I mean, these are really good points, but also... It's
no.
So pretty,
she said, but also
so
absolutely not.
I mean, my mom always had a perfect Christmas tree. I think this is just my one thing. Come on. The laundry room, it's a nice compromise.
I don't know if it's a compromise, but I mean, I think it's like, you know, if you put them on display somewhere, I don't see why if it's a tree, if it's not a tree, why it would really make much of a difference. Like they're still on display somewhere, you know? So
hidden.
I think there's some, I mean,
hidden
you know.
Hidden next to the laundry detergent.
I mean, they're still out. So like, I wonder how most parents feel about that though. Like, do you put your kid's stuff out on display, especially if it's not the most beautiful? Are you going to say it's a bad parental list? Who's up?
Amber and Glen Burnie on three.
Amber, do you feel like she's doing the wrong thing here by not putting her kids' Christmas decorations up because she thinks it's ugly?
Absolutely. That is a terrible mom.
Why?
This is not just a tiny indiscretion in parenting either. I mean, your kid took their time to make you something with their tiny little hands, and you're talking crap about it, and then you won't even like... put it on the tree. You want to hide it in the laundry room from them? That's where I keep detergents and socks that don't match, not memories. Like, my parents kept those things. I still have some of the ones I made.
So what are you supposed to do, though?
You put them on the tree.
But if it doesn't match the
aesthetic. They're only in your house for so long.
I don't care how perfect your tree is. Your kid does not know about aesthetics, does not care about aesthetics. They care about you being proud of them and appreciating them. Mm. And that's what got me was kid found them in there. Like, imagine being that young and realizing that, like, your art's laundry room art.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, so I mean, overall, you're saying it has to go out. It has to be on the tree no matter what, no matter how ugly it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, if you really need some perfectly aesthetic tree in the corner, like go get a second tree just for you to decorate by yourself. But you don't get to make your kid feel like garbage over some aesthetic. If she can't handle a popsicle ornament, maybe she shouldn't be handling Christmas at all.
Damn. Okay. Who's up, Jess?
This is Elizabeth on 4 in Fort Meade.
Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning.
I mean, what do you feel like? I mean, you know, Stephanie's saying, I don't want my kids' ugly Christmas decorations up. Like, is that the right thing to do?
I mean, everyone has it. I think she should get a tree just for her kids' room and then have him decorate it. Just like, you know, her mom, it was special. She had her own tree. So the kid has their own tree in their own room that they can decorate however they want.
Do we like
still,
that idea?
But still low-key and hiding that it's in the kid's room.
Is that still doing the same thing, though? Yeah. Is that still hiding? I mean, what's the difference between like a kid's tree and like the laundry room?
Each one of my kids have their own tree, and they decorate it however they want.
I will say that feels a lot better than the laundry room, not going to lie.
But is it the same concept, though? But we're just trying to, we're just like putting a paint job on it?
No, I feel like he at least can have like a bigger tree in his room, and then he can have control over the entire tree versus like having his stuff next to the laundry detergent or the litter box.
He can have like a 4-foot tree, and then he can get in the spirit, and this is his tree, and he can decorate it however he would like.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. Who's up, Jess?
This is Stephanie on 2 in Mount Airy.
Stephanie, I mean, we'll have you decide. Like, is she in the wrong? Stephanie in the wrong for, like, saying, like, don't put your ugly kid decoration on my tree. Like, what?
Well, I mean, maybe I doubt she's phrasing it that way to her son. Just saying, you know, if it's something that's really important to her, I think she's allowed to have at least one thing that is just hers. And then I agree with having like another little tree. And this is for displaying all the kids' ornaments. And it doesn't mean you're not proud of them. It's just it just doesn't work with what you got going on the big one.
OK, so you're OK with that then. It's fine to say not on the big tree, but like put it on a separate tree.
Yeah.
OK, well,
at the door.
So it seems like most parents are kind of in agreement with this, Stephanie, that like it's okay, like just maybe just not the laundry room, but like put them like, you know, on a separate tree. It can still be behind closed doors, but like just on like a separate tree, like elsewhere, you know, like that part's fine.
Yeah. Like, I mean, my mom is always right, so I'm always right. This is great. Thanks for the audience for my support.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.